Longtime industry leader Ron Supas has traveled the world promoting Kansas wheat for more than two decades. This month, he embarked on a similar but distinctly different challenge, advocating for the role of wheat foods in a healthy diet to personal trainers, chefs, and more as the newly selected chairman of the Wheat Foods Council. Ron has already been an integral part of their work, and he also provides some continuity to the chairman position, said Wheat Foods Council President Tim O'Connor in an article by the U.S. Wheat Associates. The Wheat Foods Council is a unique organization. Our membership includes the entire wheat value chain. We are made up of millers, bakers, ingredient suppliers, and equipment companies. But grower organizations and growers like Ron are also important pieces of our membership. We are excited to have a wheat farmer like Ron to help push us forward. Ron and his wife Shirley, along with son Shane, farm roughly 12,000 acres in west central Kansas. Wheat and sorghum make up their primary crops. Supas has served as Kansas Wheat Commissioner since 2003, serving as chairman in 2013-2014, and serves as the chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission Research Foundation. Supas has also traveled extensively overseas with U.S. Wheat Associates as a member of the U.S. Wheat Board of Directors, having served as chairman of the wheat industry's export market development arm from 2007 to 2008. The accumulation of these experiences combined with his producer frame of mind means Supas brings a unique perspective to the Wheat Foods Council chairmanship. The organization was established by wheat producers in 1972 to promote the entire category of wheat-based foods, including baked goods, cereal, crackers, pasta, sweet goods, and tortillas. Since then, the organization has established itself as a leading source of science-based information on wheat and grain foods nutrition. For wheat farmers, the difference each of these groups make is dramatic, Supas said. I've been involved with the U.S. Wheat Associates for many years and have seen firsthand the value of the work it does in international markets. I have also experienced how the Wheat Foods Council works to promote the wheat we grow. Supas assumed his role as Wheat Food Council chairman at the organization's summer board meeting in Denver this June. The Wheat Foods Council meeting also featured a communicators workshop and a review of the 2022-2023 marketing programs. The Communicators Workshop highlighted initiatives to connect with personal trainers and chefs, including a Chef's Corner program that brought in chefs from various restaurants and food chains to learn about their inspiration and needs. The Farm to Fork program highlighted how wheat moves from field to plate. Aimed at personal trainers, the program explained how wheat is a vital nutrient for the diet. Other educational programs provided personal trainers with access to wheat breeders, gut health specialists, and experts on exercise and diet. Learn more about Ron Supas and the Wheat Foods Council at wheatfoods.org. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.